This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a few minutes from right now as we broadcast live from Flowery Branch. Falcons training camp, of course, practice over for the day. Casey Washington joined the show in the 11 o'clock hour. If you missed that conversation, check it out on the Odyssey app or on the Andy and Randy podcast page. We'll be back out here tomorrow and Wednesday as well, and we will chat with a member of the Falcons team tomorrow and Wednesday as well. Yes. We don't know who yet, but we'll let you know as soon as we do.
Yes. Don't know if we're going to be out here tomorrow, but as things are pointed, we will be out here because they said the weather's supposed to be a little bit – more than this tomorrow.
Yeah, right? Supposed to be a little worse tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that would mean we're inside or if, I guess, if fans don't take that as me saying practice is not open tomorrow. As of right now, it is. And as far as I know, it will be. But yes, in Georgia, it's cold outside.
Yeah, I'm always one of the more prepared situations as far as weather changes. And I took, because we went down to Augusta to my Uncle Greg's house, whole family was down there, had a really good time. But I unpacked the car.
Uh-huh.
Last night, it took everything out. Usually, I have a jacket and pants in the car. It took all of it out, and so yeah, you got your sweatshirt, you got your jeans on, like you were fully prepared for this.
Oh, I was. Yeah, we went out because school drop off was early this morning, so took them and dropped the kids off, and I always look at my app, my weather app, first thing just to kind of see how hot is it going to be.
Yes,
is it going to be the face of the sun or just not today. Today said the high was like 67.
Yeah, but that's
what?
67 is not hot.
What do you mean?
Not cold.
What do you mean high?
Yeah,
well, man. It's not cold, but compared to literally last Tuesday we were out here, it was 97 degrees.
I'm cold over here.
And the real feel was 113.
Yes.
That's what it's supposed to be right now. I'm not complaining because that was crazy too, but this is this is unusual. This is unusual weather.
Yes, it's a little chilly, and the rain ain't making it.
But they always say, though, that there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothes.
And I got bad clothes on.
You got the wrong clothes on for
today.
You're dressed like it was supposed to be 97.
Yes. And again,
you didn't have a sweat towel.
I'm always
prepared. What do you have a sweat towel for?
It was in my bag. I had to wash myself off.
That's a rain towel today.
I was soaking damn wet. Yeah, I was soaking damn wet, waiting on the bus. No, I appreciate it all. But,
You had a real attitude this morning, didn't you?
I had, and it was such a good day because everything, the kids got up early, Samson was ready, we caught the end of the drop-off line. We were out of there before it all went. Caught every damn light bunk.
Yeah.
Of
so
the turns. Everything.
You're rolling this
morning. There was zero traffic to get here this morning from my house of 85,
yeah,
95.
Me too. Pretty easy.
It was perfect. Everything was perfect. I get up to this gate, and they said, we have no more parking. I was like, huh? And I was like, can I go? They said, no, that's full. They said, you got to go all the way. I said, come on, man. Don't tell me I got to drive all the way back over there. They said, yeah. And then I get there, and again, these people got a job to do. I'm behind the damn storage unit all the way at the end. So I had to walk in, basically walk my ass from there in the rain to the bus. All right, and there's a gentleman sitting in the first seat. He let me sit down with him. And then, again, because this is my first time doing it, I'm thinking we're going to bust it right up here. No. We ain't going to bust it right up here. We got to do 2 more miles around Flyer Branch on the damn tour bus to pull up right up here in front. All right? And the first thing, and you know, again, mentally, because I'm getting better and evolving as far as like, okay, I'm cool. I'm here. I've got a job. Bam, 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 Randy. And all I was just thinking about was this. If Abe is parked in that damn lot, I don't know why I blamed Abe.
If Abe got the last spot,
I'm going to fight him. And then I talked to Abe, saw Abe when I came in, very polite. Because, you know, if people don't know, you got to brace yourself for Abe in the morning.
You never know. Yeah, you never know what kind of monsoon of energy is about.
And it was real smooth, chill, calm.
Huh,
yeah, it was.
What's that about?
Smooth, chill, calm Abe. But yeah, I came this thing ready to just yell at somebody, and he was gonna catch it. But he was so I just couldn't just lash out for no reason. Abe, so it was real cool. I come in, Abe's cool, daps up, everything like that.
Why? What happened?
I don't know.
Good breakfast.
Yeah, dog. But that was because I was hot.
Because I'm not gonna say the thing that I want to say. I just know it isn't.
No, I was. Yeah. Dude, I was hot walking my ass over here, in that damn meeting room. Boy, I was hot.
Well, I got here a little later, and yeah. I was like, oh, good. Remember, Randy taught me the thing last Thursday. Yeah. If I just pull in and tell him I'm with media, then I'm good. So I pulled in there, and the lady was like, nope, no more spots. And I was like, no, but my partner on Thursday, he said that there was – and she was like, no, that was true last week, not today.
Yes.
And she's not today, honey. I was like, she called me honey
but
and everything.
I was hot.
And then, so I flipped around, and I saw you, and I was like – hey, man, they're not letting me in. And you were like, yeah, me either. And I was like, wait, you parked all the way over there? I was like, yeah. I was like, all right. So then I went and did the same thing.
I came up with this thing ready to yell.
Here's what that says, though. Silver lining. Here's what it says.
Yes.
Even in bad weather, there's still so many damn Falcons fans out here at training camp that we had to park in the overflow lot.
Yes, man.
We've been doing this for years.
This never happened.
And we've never not had parking spots across the street.
Yes, so never happened.
We've also never had weather. I mean, it's rained. Yes. You have those afternoon storms in summertime here because that happens, but never like this. I mean, it's chilly and drizzly. It feels like we're in Seattle.
Yeah, man.
So anyway, we're here.
We're here. We're having a good ass time.
And you know what else happened today? Besides Casey Washington stopping by and talking to us, and he'll play on Friday.
Yes.
We found out that Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins won't.
No.
Now, that's not a surprise to anybody, but that was said officially by the head coach today. So no starter or backup quarterback in the game on Friday against the Lions. I wouldn't expect Michael Penix to play in any of the preseason games just based on the track record of this coaching staff.
Yes.
I don't know if maybe, and of the league. I don't know. Last year, Penix played a little in the second preseason game. They haven't said whether or not Cousins will play in the second preseason game, but I'd be surprised if he does.
I think the one thing about it, and I could be completely wrong, but if – and this is just my opinion of the fact, probably could be wrong. If the starters aren't playing, Kirk's not playing.
Right.
They're not going to put Kirk in the game behind a number two offensive line. I just don't see that happening. And we talk about preseason and not playing, and usually if the team is struggling by week six, you got to find something while they're playing bad. So you go all the way back to why they didn't play in preseason. Like, no, that's not really true. But you know what? When you're searching for something while your team is bad, you can throw that out there. But then what happens to the teams that are really good coming out of the gates? And they didn't play in preseason.
No, but that's my favorite thing is every once in a while, some of the good teams will have played a little in preseason, like the Chiefs.
Oh, God.
They always get a series.
One damn series that Patrick Mahomes played.
And then it's like, see? And it's not even about – the argument that I hear from folks that get on that, it's not about like what they learned during those reps in preseason. It's about an organizational belief of taking everything seriously that the Chiefs do and the Falcons don't.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe
that
either.
The Chiefs just have better players.
And that could be – that's my theory about it, but who knows? I just didn't play the game.
Yeah.
But, I mean –
but that's a boring theory.
But it is. But, and again, that's when you always go back to the realm of things are just different, and they are. Like, it wasn't one of those things where we were surprised if we didn't play in preseason. You know, we were surprised because the one thing about it is coach didn't tell you until you got to the damn stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he didn't tell you until you got to the stadium.
It wasn't the Monday of the week.
No, they would tell you when you got to the stadium, you're not playing the game. Like, what? Yeah, just go out there and warm up. So I got to go up there and warm up. When you get after warm ups, you can take your stuff off, then go back out to the field. But that's when we found out we weren't going to play. We found out the day of the game that you weren't going to play. Now, we all knew we were going to play in the third preseason game. We all knew that. But other than that, no, if you come to the stadium.
And not only play, like you were going to play the whole first half, even the first drive of the second half.
No, it was always that. It was always the first drive of the second half.
The other team was going to play their ones. Yep. And as fans, it was like, great, we're going to get a half of football.
Everybody did the same.
To see our ones against theirs and get a chance to get it. It doesn't necessarily mean one way or the other how your season's going to go, but you're going to get to see a half of football of your team going for it and seeing what they have. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
And it wasn't important. It was the expectation. It was just what we did. You already knew.
What normal was.
Yeah, you already knew. I didn't know what normal was. When I was a rookie, I went out there. My first, I was like, hold on, I'm done?
Yep.
They were like, yeah.
And now this is what normal is.
Yeah, now this is what it is.
And we have to get used to the new normal.
And it is.
And you know, that's hard for people sometimes.
I understand that.
New normals are hard.
And I understand that.
Because we're used to old normals.
Yes, we are.
All right.
But I understand that.
Let's get to the big story of the day here briefly. Mike Conte will join us in 10 minutes. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Gone! Eli White with a three-run home run to put the Braves in front. There's your car. There's another drive off of the bat of White, and Eli White has hit his second home run of the Speedway Classic.
That's going to send the race car around the track. Hang on to that flag.
Yeah, man, they had a home run race car
that would drive around the track when you hit a homer.
Really cool. Eli White hit two of them, which is awesome. Hurston Waldrop made the – I guess he didn't start Saturday, but because of the way things went, they had him out there Sunday, and he actually pitched pretty good, 5 2/3, four strikeouts, only one earned run, and the Braves get the win. You watched the ninth inning, right?
Yes.
Iglesias got the save.
Yep.
Now – that's
he was him. That's what he does. Roll your eyes, Bo. Don't care.
Well, look, I think even Bo would admit that, like, it was pretty dicey. Like, the first batter gets a single. The second batter was an inch away from tying the game.
It was him. All right?
But then he always needs that. That's what he needs. He needs a terrifying event, and then he calms down and he wiggles off the hook.
It was him. It's what he does.
It's exactly
it's
what he
what
does.
It's what he does, man.
It's exactly what he does.
Like, I was like, all right, dog.
But, hey, it sucks that the weather did what it did to the thing. I know it made things a lot more complicated, and they ran out of stuff, and it probably was pretty miserable to be there, I would imagine. But looked pretty cool.
It was the thing was cool as hell, and it was there. I thought that the logistic of how the field was in there, I thought it was really really cool. You said 90,000 people were there, which was awesome. I know we got fun with the running out of food and all that, but the overall thing was good. The worst part about the whole trip was losing Austin Riley to 10-day IL, is it abdomen or something.
Same thing as last time. Abdomen.
So it's like it's unfortunate that happens, but this is where it's going to be with this team because they're out of it. They don't have pitching. They don't have bullpen. They don't have closing, and then you have streaky hitters.
Yep.
Can't win like that.
No.
And they've proven that this year. They can't win like that.
Eric Fetty on the mound tonight.
Let's go, E-Fed.
Against the Milwaukee.
Hey, I'll give him a nickname.
E-Fed. E-Fed. All right.
Let's go, E-Fed.
They're taking on the very good Milwaukee Brewers tonight at home. So hopefully some cool stuff will happen, and we'll tell you about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's kind of the deal where we're at right now. Hopefully somebody does something cool and nobody gets hurt. Yeah. Mike Conte will join us next. We'll get a roundup on the first couple weeks of Falcons training camp with Mike. I know he was out here this morning as well, checking out some of the practice. He'll be interested in the coaches poll as well, which had Penn State at number 3.
Made him more nervous than ever.
Yeah, it's preseason number 3, so he's going
to
be nervous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
About that. We'll get Mike Conti in here next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah. 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a Monday afternoon. Midday show with Andy and Randy broadcasting live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. We'll be back out here tomorrow as well and on Wednesday, and then back out here next week. Game week. Falcons play on Friday night, preseason game number one against the Detroit Lions.
Let's do it!
Final hour of the show, as always, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. And Mike Conti joins us at 1:20 on Mondays for the next couple of weeks, just with everything going on with camp. Normally we get the guests right around 11:40, which is when we normally talk to Mike. So Mike joins us now. Mike, how are you?
What up, Mikey?
I'm good, guys. How are you holding up?
Good. This tent is perfect. We're dry as a bone.
I've been up there. Well, I saw you guys up there. I was amazed. Like, that tent is just big enough to keep us dry and not a square inch bigger.
Yep.
So, yeah, you were up here today. I wanted to get your thoughts on that. I know you've been to many a training camp, but a chance to be up here and see a little bit of practice and all that. What did you see?
I'm going to confess about the extent of the practice that I saw today was two players on the field off to the side doing light jogging.
Yes.
I didn't
hanging
make
out
it
with
over.
Us.
You're right. Yeah, I didn't make it over to the main field. I did hear, I think on your show as I was driving back, that our buddy James Pierce may have been in another scuffle. So there is that. I would kind of prefer that maybe he starts to just dial that back a teeny bit. You know, I think the point has been proven that,
Yes. Okay,
this guy's got an edge, and look out for that James Pierce. But I don't think it does you much good to be fighting against your own teammates in training camp. Although it sounds like it might have been a light scuffle anyway, and I don't want to make too much of that. But, you know, again, the thing that stands out to me the most with these early days of training camp. And this today was very, very light in terms of practice. Raheem said they'll go into full pads tomorrow and they're going to scrimmage on Wednesday. So this was really more of a ramp-up day. We just don't want anything silly, and we don't want to see anyone get hurt. And I like what Raheem had to say today about how they're going to use at least the quarterbacks. I don't know if he got into any more depth about usage in the game Friday night, but there's just no need to put anything into danger or risk right now with your first preseason game on Friday as far as exposing anyone to possible injury. Today was one of those days where the work was light enough. You didn't have to worry about anyone getting hurt.
What'd you think about that, Mike, them making the announcement this early before a game that these guys aren't going to play?
I'm good with it. I mean, okay. I'm okay with setting the expectation. I know a lot of people really excited just to see a live football game Friday night. I get it. I do think, I'll just say it, I've said it before, I do think over the last couple years, the Falcons' organizational philosophy to mail in preseason games has been a mistake.
Yeah.
Flat out. I think it's been a mistake. And I think you've seen some carryover effect of that early in the regular season. And this is not a Raheem Morris thing. This dates all the way back to when Dan Quinn was the head coach. They would mail in preseason games. And I just there's that balance. Like, I'm praising the fact that you don't want to expose players to injury. That's good. But I'm also saying you don't want to mail in the preseason. So where's the balance? Hopefully that balance is achieved next week when you get into the Titans. And those joint practices are really, really important. That probably will be treated more like a preseason game than the actual thing next Friday. Those joint practices are vital. But I'm good at least with the transparency that no one is going to go to the stadium Friday night expecting to see Michael Penix now. I'm fine with being transparent with your fans.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. Like, if you're going to do this, which I think we kind of all, you know, whatever. It's the new normal. It's hard to get used to new normals when you're used to the old normal. You also like to see your favorite guys play. But if they're going to do it like this, at least let us know early so we can prepare for
exactly.
it. A little bit of breaking news here from a Falcons perspective, courtesy of Adam Schefter. Falcons right tackle Caleb McGarry signed a 2-year, $30 million extension.
Good for him.
Per his agent, Colin Roberts.
Good
so
for him.
That's
good
something for him. That we've talked a bit about at the beginning of camp, just final year for him and what's that look like and blah, blah, blah. They signed him up to 2-year extension onto this one. So 3 years more of contract for Caleb McGarry on that offensive line. And, you know, one of the things, Mike, we talk about is continuity in that group.
Yes.
This definitely achieves that.
No doubt. And I think that's a very fair number for player and team, right?
Yes.
That feels right on the bullseye to me. That doesn't feel like an overpay. That doesn't feel like a robbery either. That just feels like a right on the bullseye number to me. And McGarry has been incredibly solid and incredibly deserving of that extension. And continuity is key. I think continuity across the board is key. I mean, not just on your offensive line, but, you know, the morning shift even this morning was talking about the continuity that you have with the coaching staff, the continuity that you have with people in the building, and how that all turns over anytime you make a coaching change or a big change in the front office. And this is an off season and a training camp now where the Falcons hopefully are benefiting from the continuity of a coaching staff now being back for a second year, as opposed to last year when it was more of a adaptive process for a lot of the players and the coaching staff.
Mike, what do you we were talking earlier, because the coaches poll came out, and we know whenever Penn State is being praised, you get nervous.
Yeah, right?
It came out, the coaches poll is number 3.
Yeah,
nervous, spot on. I thought it would be number 2. Behind Texas.
Well, they will be, because Ohio and Texas play in week one. So as long as, Penn State doesn't stub their toe against Nevada, Penn State will be number 2. That's exactly where they should be, in my opinion, Randy. In my opinion, unless something very obvious or glaring has changed year over year, you should take the final standings from last year and start the new poll that way, unless there's a glaring reason not to. Like, for example, if Colorado, you're not going to rank them the same because Hunter and Sanders are gone, so you're going to drop them.
Right.
Notre Dame making a quarterback change, they dropped from 2 to 5 in this coach's poll. All right, I get that. Penn State finished in third place last year. They should start in third place. Ohio State's the defending national champion. In my opinion, they should start number one. They're number two in the coaches poll. Texas is number one. Texas finished third last year. They should be right there with Penn State, third or fourth. But I look at this and I don't really see any glaring overratings or errors. I think maybe Arizona State at 11 is a little bullish, but you've got to put a Big 12 team up in that mix somewhere, and Arizona State is probably the team favorite to win that conference. I mean, I could really nitpick and say, yeah, Florida at 17, I'm not feeling that. Texas A&M at 21, like that feels like you're just trying to load the poll with some SEC teams. But I look at the top 10, Texas, Ohio, Penn State, Georgia, Notre Dame. I really have no issue with that. Clemson, Oregon, Alabama, LSU, Miami. Maybe a little spicy on Clemson, but not, I think, ridiculous. And they'll get the early test against LSU. Two ACC teams, three Big Ten. Three SEC or four SEC and Notre Dame in the top 10. That feels right. That feels just about right. Good job, coaches. For the most part, I think they got that right.
Yeah, I do too. I had no problem with it. I forgot about the fact that Texas and Ohio State play week one too. So making that a 1-2 matchup is nice for the build up. Not that 1-3 isn't good or 1-4, but making it 1-2 is nice too. I'll be honest, the one that kind of stands out as interesting was when this is now the third time today we will talk about Illinois football, thanks in part to Casey Washington, who joined the show in the 11 o'clock hour, and the coaches poll coming out. I don't know. I always like seeing an unfamiliar face there in the top 15.
Well,
top 10.
Think Illinois could be not a lot. Andy, I'm surprised you went to a Big Ten school. I'm a little surprised you weren't watching Illinois more closely last year. Illinois was a very good undervalued team because they played in the Big Ten. They won their bowl game decisively against South Carolina, correct? Didn't they decisively beat them in the Citrus Bowl? Illinois gave Penn State four very tough quarters in a whiteout that ended up being a 21-7 game. Illinois' defense is solid, really, really solid. And they return a lot of talented players from last year, and they're well-coached, obviously, with Bielema. They don't play Penn State this year. I don't know where they play Ohio State or if they play them. I don't think they play Oregon. I mean, that's the thing now with these conferences, like Indiana last year, all they had to do was play Ohio State and lose to them. Then Michigan was not the usual Michigan vintage, but they didn't play Oregon, they didn't play Penn State, and they kind of coasted into the playoffs. So take a look at that Illinois schedule. I think that's actually a pretty savvy pick to have them in the top 12. I can absolutely see them being this year's Indiana. Because their draw is good and they have a really good defense.
No, I agree. They've got a really nice non-conference. They do play Ohio State, but it's at home.
Yeah.
They actually play Indiana in their third game, they're in their fourth game. So last year's Indiana will play this year's Indiana.
Right.
And they got to travel to Washington on October 25th. So you never know.
But
you
no Oregon and no Penn State. And no, that's critical. And I don't know if they play Michigan.
No, they don't.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty sweet. Like, I would take that. That is a very, very, very friendly schedule. So, I don't think Illinois is going to contend for anything national, but I absolutely think they could be. In fact, right down to the coaches liking to talk trash. I think there's a lot of, and they both begin with the letter I. I think there's a lot of similarities between Illinois and Indiana. We'll see. Indiana at 19, I think, is way overrated. They lost a lot.
That's just respect. Respect from last year, I think.
I don't see them hanging in too long, but we'll see.
Yeah. Mike, we appreciate it.
Mike.
All right, guys.
Mike Conte there, normally at 11:40 on Tuesdays, 1:20 on Mondays for the next couple of weeks with training camp going on. We will take a final break and come back and answer any questions that you may have. The AMA is next, 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines and ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day to end the program here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Phone lines are open if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. We've got three phone lines available. Only two phone lines available. You can jump on, get on hold. We'll get to you. We'll start with Walter in Atlanta. Hey, Walter.
What's going on, fellas? It's the first day of school, guys. What is your all-time, I guess, memory of the first day of school? For me, I don't necessarily have, like, one specific. For me, it was just, like the loads of gasoline my mom would put on my face.
Oh,
or, like, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Dog.
Like, new outfit I would wear. But, like, what you guys is, like, number one memory for you guys as far as, like, first day of school?
What did he say?
No, you like, your mama put that Vaseline, like – Mama would have hair grease on her hands, right? And the excess hair grease was on the hand would go on your face. And so it's basically like lotion.
Oh.
It's basically like lotion, but you had your ass shining all the way.
I don't have that memory.
Yeah. I would think not.
Not a memory that I share.
Yeah, I got in trouble first grade. Might have been first day of first grade. Shooting a bird.
At who?
It wasn't the person it wasn't supposed to be at. All I know is that
the teacher?
Yeah.
You're flipping off the teacher on day one?
All I know is that I ain't her dad again.
Speaking of that, here's my mother-in-law. This is what she got for her birthday from a coworker.
Oh, awesome.
That's five different little flipping the bird, whatever those are.
I don't know.
I don't even know what they're there. They go right on the tip of her finger, and then it's middle finger. Yeah, I guess she – I don't know. That's interesting. It's a nice birthday gift. First day of school memories. I remember the first day of high school walking up to the school with my friend Ben, because we walked to school together. and there was a fight in front of the school.
Right.
And it was like, oh, hell, this right. is what high school is about to be like.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. But it was just like a welcome to high school. This one kid was just beating the absolute hell out of another kid.
That was so funny.
Slammed him on his back and stomped him out. It was like, oh, my God, is this what this is about to be like?
Yeah, man. But we were all – this weekend, the whole family was together. So, you know, people get to tell us stories. And they told a story of my first time going to middle school when we moved back to the States from Germany. And I remember I had on I didn't think it was this bad. I had on some some Payless shoes that had air on them, but had basketball.
Okay.
Some tight-ass acetona jeans, which I thought they were cool in Germany.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Tough. That's
they
tough
were cool
one.
In Germany. And my mama sent me that. I never got my first day at McAvoy Middle School in Macon, Georgia. Man, they lit into my ass. You ever been zoned on for six damn periods?
Probably.
Damn periods of getting zoned on by my tight ass jeans and poor ass shoes. I got them off the shoes because I said, oh, mama bought these in Germany. That's what these for.
Yeah, these are German Nikes.
These are German
Jordans.
Yeah, we rock over here. No, it's just for the tight ass pants.
My first day of sixth grade, I had, and I'm sure I caught hell for it the whole day. I had a bowl cut.
Yes. And the cut. Yes.
I had a bowl cut, braces. I had my purple UW polo shirt on, so I'm wearing a purple polo shirt. And I just got the braces on the day before, so you can't eat anything because your teeth are so sore.
Right.
I just remember being like, this is a tough way to start, man. But then the second day of sixth grade, I got on the wrong bus.
Damn.
I was talking about this last night with my wife about like first day of school and stuff. Second day, I got on the right bus the first day.
Right.
Second day, I don't know. I panicked. I don't know. And all the guys that were at the bus stop saw me. Nobody said anything. Just watched me get on the wrong bus. I ended up like halfway across town on the other at a different middle school, and there's no cell phones because it's 1996. So
right.
I had to go to the office, and I'm like, I've made a mistake here. And they call my mom at work, and my mom was like, well, I'm busy, like I've got meetings and stuff. So I had to sit there till like noon.
Right.
She finally came and got me. Yeah, that was a fun opening day of school memory too. All right, Josh is in Swanee. Hey, Josh.
Yo,
Josh.
I think y'all, this is Mo.
Oh, hey, Mo.
Yeah, I don't think y'all meant to get me in this early, but I'm here. Hey,
okay.
So crazy enough that Buddy asked that question. Look, my first day of kindergarten, I know it sounds strange to even remember, first day of kindergarten, my best friend, long life, to this day, we had on the same clothes. And as soon as we walked into class, we were like, okay, we're going to be best friends. And to this day, we're best friends. He's the principal at Athens Elementary School. So shout out to him. My question to you guys is, so have you ever done something that you thought was going to be good, but it wasn't, it didn't turn out the way that you wanted it to? And my preface on the story is, I asked a long time ago, I proposed to a female, and when I pulled out the ring, she looked at the ring and was like, maybe we should just wait and until we can get the rings we want. And I was like, what? And I realized that the person I thought was my person for life wasn't my person for life at that very moment. So have you ever given somebody something or received something, and how did it go?
Thank you, Mo. That's a tough one.
Yeah. It's a lot of situations like that, eh?
Oh, I mean, there's a lot of stuff in life where I thought it was going to be great and it wasn't.
Right.
I mean, that's life. Right?
Like that damn burrito ate this morning.
Yeah, right.
Like
there's
that.
Small decisions like
you know,
that that maybe weren't great.
Yeah, the damn burrito.
The bigger ones, like proposing to someone and then having them laugh at your diamond. That's a tough one.
Yeah, right? That's a tough one right
That's a tough one. I will go back to what he said at first, though. Like that, I had thought about that, too, because I know a lot of people – You'll make a friend in kindergarten, and then that's somebody you have – that's a friend that you might have for a long time. Like my wife still is friends with people she went to kindergarten with. I still know some of the people, but I don't know that we're like friends, but I know them. And then you also just think like with young kids, there's a certain point where your kids just start to remember stuff.
Yeah.
We're there now with Lily, so I got to make sure I really get my act together.
Yeah, but
because she's going to remember all of it.
But a lot of times you have those friends when you've been – there all the time, like actually grew up and
right
was raised
small town
with
all
those all people
that.
All those
exactly.
years so
exactly.
Yeah, I mean that's always a cool thing about it, but yeah, just I mean different purchases, like oh yeah, that's a nice pinky ring to buy Randy or something like that.
I bought that Nike SQ driver that came out that was a really loud one because Tiger Woods was using it. That was dumb.
Exactly.
That
most of my things like that are wood purchases. I was like, you dumbass.
Yeah, that was a waste of money. All right, Josh is in Swanee. We'll try Josh this time, hopefully. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys, I'm trying to keep it lighthearted on this ominous Monday. Hey, my first question, if Atlanta were to, in fact, get an NHL team back here, should they just run it back with the name, image, likeness, and brand of the Thrashers, or should they just start from scratch and do something new? The Brown Thrasher is the state bird of Georgia, so there is connection there.
Right.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I think it is. I just like that name.
Yeah.
I like Thrashers.
It's a good name.
Thrashers is a good-ass name for a hockey team.
And it wasn't the name that made it not work.
No, it was the people that owned it.
Yeah. And the state bird is the Thrasher, so there's a tie. That's fine.
I like it.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, I like Thrasher.
Yeah, and do it right this time.
Please, find the right people to own it.
Yeah, get the right owners and do it right this time. Yeah. Tababi is in Atlanta. Hey, Tababi.
All right, so yesterday was my birthday. And
oh, happy belated birthday.
Thank y'all. I spent it at a baby expo. My wife said she was very sorry that it, you know, happened to fall on that day. But as I said, it's no longer about me. It's about him. Yes. But I tried to get in around the golf over the weekend. And Saturday morning, 7:30 tee time, I was trying to beat the heat. So we scheduled it for 7:30. Get on the first hole, tee off. I outdrive my friend. That never happens. We get to the green. Bottom of the sky falls out. We have to get a rain check. 30th birthday didn't go as planned. With the birthday that y'all had in the past, you know, things just didn't go quite the way you wanted them to. And what was the things that didn't go well? I want to hear somebody else's horror stories to feel better about myself.
All right, thanks to Bobby. Sorry it went like that.
Man.
But at least you're having a baby.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's cool.
That's awesome. Oh, man. Birthdays that did go well. I never had I'm trying to think. Because all of my grown-up birthday parties went exactly how I wanted to go because I controlled all of them. Like 21st birthday, I didn't plan on waking up face down in a stall at Gator Haters.
Yeah, that didn't go the way you wanted it to.
But I damn sure had fun doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn sure had fun doing it.
I don't – honestly, this is, I guess, a blessing to say, but, like, I don't really have any like that. Like, I can't think of any like that. I spent my 32nd birthday – it was the first show I ever hosted on 92.9 The Game.
Yeah.
So that was –
there you go.
I mean, it was fun. Me and Matt Holmes.
Oh, he's the mayor of Tucker, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mayor of Tucker, Matt Holmes.
Mayor of Tucker, Matt Holmes.
And I don't have any idea what we talked about, but it was a late night show, and that's how I brought in 32. So that was pretty fun, which isn't exactly what he asked. He said, did it not go the way that you wanted it to? But I don't really have any of those.
I don't have any.
Like, my birthdays have all been pretty fun.
Yeah, mine have been cool. I control the narrative of what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right. Keaton is in Atlanta, maybe? Hey, Keaton.
Yo. So I got a couple questions, but to follow up on that one, the last question, actually my 7th birthday, I remember I told my grandmother to shut up, and that was a terrible mistake, and I spent about 45 minutes sitting in a chair with a bar of soap in my mouth at my own birthday party.
Yeah. There you go.
That didn't go how you wanted, that's for sure.
Surprised you made it to see 8.
No, not at all. Not at all. So a question for Randy, you know, being a Georgia alum, I'm a Tech fan. So I wanted to know what your thoughts were on the rebranding of Clean Old Fashioned Hate into the Invesco Triple Q Atlanta Gridiron Classic.
Great question.
I appreciate it.
Great question, Keaton.
I don't know how hate is clean. Anyway, so I never got the gist of that phrase. Well, hell no. Why not change it? Why not? Why not?
Just sell it.
Just sell it.
Let's just have everything be sold.
Yeah, why not? I mean, sell everything else to these damn
pretty
dorks.
I didn't realize that had happened, that's what the game was being called.
Yeah, man.
The Invesco what?
I love those Invesco in it. I saw that on Twitter yesterday, and I was like, y'all need to get a freaking life. Y'all need to get a freaking life. And I go back to everything you say, Andy. When did dorks start taking over stuff?
Yeah. I think it was like 1994.
Yeah, man.
I think that was kind of
tickets
the first.
Tickets for the inaugural Invesco.
The inaugural Triple Q Invesco.
American Atlanta Gridiron Classic. Are you effing kidding me?
And inaugural means that's what they're going to call it, right? That means the first one.
Why can't we just have it Georgia versus Georgia Tech?
Yeah, I mean, Clean Old Fashioned Hate is a fine name.
Clean and hate don't go together.
But that's what it's called.
Ain't nothing clean about people I hate. All right? It's always dirty. It's always dirty. If I hate you, it's dirty. It's dirty hate. There's no clean. Ain't nothing clean about hating somebody.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you.
I don't like them. They don't like us.
I'll be honest with you. That's one that also no one calls it.
Nobody.
Other than maybe here.
I've never called it that.
But, like, you know, like the Iron Bowl, everyone knows what that is. Or
because it sounds hard.
Right. There's, like, there's like the Egg Bowl. That doesn't sound hard.
No.
But everybody knows what the Egg Bowl is. You know what I mean?
Not hard-boiled
eggs. Hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it's hard. Then it's hard. I never heard it was called clean old-fashioned hate till I moved here.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, is that? Oh, that's what you guys call it. All right.
Clean old-fashioned. Ain't that clean about hate?
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
Yeah.
You're right about that. What if it was like dirty old-fashioned?
I'm with it.
Then you're with it.
I'm with it.
What if it was called the Triple Q Invesco Gridiron Classic?
It sounds like a Georgia Tech person named it. That's what it sounded like to me.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's a good line.
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, it does.
It does. Naming right. I do love – there's that funny commercial right now where it's a graduation. And the kid walks across the stage, and it's like they sold the naming rights to some company. That's exactly what it is. They'll sell the naming rights to anything.
This is unbelievable.
Anything they can make a buck off.
It's bad enough that you got to play it in the freaking Mercedes place.
It's damn right. It's bad enough.
Yeah,
I understand at least it's because of like renovations or whatever. But
but still.
But that's also one step towards let's just do it like this every year.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm 100% against it. Yeah. All right. Tito is incoming. Say, Tito.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Question is, with all the moves that the Hawks made, and they're midseason, they're under 500, is it time to go away from trades like Dallas did with Luka?
No. No, what? Brother. No, they're not going to trade Trey.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not going to trade Trey.
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, if this season really sucks,
then Trey's gonna make a decision. For
yeah,
himself,
then Trey's gonna ask to go, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I guess would be the same thing.
Yeah,
right?
Like, but Trey, I think it'll be more in Trey's interest than in the Hawks' interest.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't know. Like, call me crazy, but I don't. If they stay healthy, I don't know how they would be under 500 this season.
I don't either. But
you know?
Are we in a situation? Have we heard any more about this extension or anything?
Okay. No, there's no news right now as far as that goes. We hadn't heard anything about Caleb McGarry either.
If
like there was no rumblings about that.
He got a contract.
And he got a contract extension today. I don't know. I loved his quote the first day of training camp. It was like, you'll never meet anyone in life more willing to be paid than me.
But he knew that. They were in negotiations.
Yep. Negotiations were happening, and he was looking forward to getting paid.
Yep.
2-year, $30 million extension for Caleb McGarry. So 3 more years now as an Atlanta Falcon, and good. He's a good, solid player. You sign guys that you draft. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day, Everyday Rapid Fire.
Andy said a lot of mouths to feed. Some contribute less than others.
It's true. Yeah. They were cool in Germany isn't always a great argument.
Pete Carroll is a winter chicken. In your weekly PSA for the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, don't shoot your teacher the bird on the first day.
Yeah,
at least wait to the second.
Yeah, got hemmed up pretty bad.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know, Andy. She said something sassy to me.
Hate can only be dirty, never clean.
Yes.
The only Fed that Randy supports is E-Fed.
Yeah, man.
E-Fed on the mound
E-Fed tonight. Let's go,
E-Fed. E-Fed on the mound tonight for the Braves. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions.
Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.